Hey everybody, it's Scott at the Weed Deliver Podcast, obviously. This episode I recorded with my friend Matt and his wife Jennifer. We talk about video games. It's the problem with this episode is initially what happened was we ordered a bunch of food and then I had planned on running. Well, when we ate, because we had such a weird order, which I mentioned and we mentioned in the podcast, that we're going to wait till we ordered it and then set up all the food and then continue the podcast as we're eating the first time ever. But that never happened because we got distracted by the food and then almost fell asleep because we were so full of food. So at the end, I'm like, yeah, to be continued. And it's not continued. It might be continued again, hopefully. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But we talk about video games and all that stuff, and, yeah, I think that's about it. Okay, this is the video game episode. Press start now. This is going to be amazing.
I'm so excited.
All right.
It says it'll be delivered in about 30 minutes.
All right, start.
Every time it lists something, sounds...
Add to favorite. All of them. All right, welcome to the We Deliver Podcast. Podcast that's 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Every episode, I always stumble over this part. Every episode, me and some guests, we order some food, and then we talk about topics during the show until the food gets here. With me today, I have Matt Frolliger and Jennifer Frolliger, and the Phosphor in the hallway. Oh, God, don't say his name. All right. Matt, I've known for almost 20 years, and Jennifer, I've known for almost 10. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I went to high school with Matt, and Jennifer is his wife. So, all right, who wants to roll the dice? Or the die? 8, all right. Topic number 8. Okay, what are we talking about? Oh, video games!
I know things about that.
That's exciting. All right, the topic today is video games. First question, grow up playing? I have like literally 3-word questions on here. So, did you grow up playing video games?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, and I was Nintendo like all my life until I wasn't. Yeah, you know, I had like the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, and 64.
Yeah, because when I met you, you were playing 64.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
And then I remember when. Like, I was a Sony PlayStation person. I shouldn't say that way, because that was the only one that was out. I played Genesis, and then I played Sony PlayStation. And then you guys made fun of me for playing PlayStation, because 64 had twice as much graphics.
Twice as much. That was before we knew anything about graphics.
Yeah.
It has twice as much.
It's 32-bit and 64-bit. Right. And also, I also played Atari a lot as a kid.
And I recently bought my first Atari.
For me.
Was it from me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you found it at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Jennifer, what'd you do?
I had a Nintendo, and I was a Nintendo 64, but I don't think my parents bought me many games. I rented them from the good old local rental place, and they didn't come with manuals. I had to figure them all out all the time. That's how I learned how to play. But then I didn't play a lot until Psychonauts. Psychonauts got me back into it really a lot.
Yeah, and because it's funny because when we were in college, we didn't really play much.
No.
Because I kind of stopped playing games in college. It was weird. Like high school, late high school, college, I really didn't play anything.
Mm-hmm. And GameCube.
Until I bought the GameCube.
Yeah.
Near the end of my second year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say that in college, when we were playing, we played Legends of the Four Swords.
Oh, that was so fun.
In your dorm thing. Not dorm thing.
Oh, right.
Townhouse thing.
Townhouse mm-hmm. thing, yeah. Where we played that a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just today, we lost our Game Boy Advances.
You lost them?
We were cleaning out our closet where the games are, and Dave had peed on them.
Oh!
So we no longer have Game Boy Advances, nor do we have the Game Boy Colors.
Dave, what did you do that for?
And the Kirby game.
He's a cat, not a person.
The Game Boy Advance one.
There's like two. There's like two or three of them.
I don't remember.
The Nightmare.
Yeah, maybe.
Nightmare and Dream, or the Mass. No, whatever. Yeah.
I think it was Nightmare and Dream, and we have two copies of it, so we should be good.
Dave,
I think.
Why would you pee on things, Dave?
Because he says I'm a cat, and I do that sometimes.
All right. Favorite
game?
I don't know. Let's go for what's your favorite console of all time and what's your favorite video game of all time?
Oh, hold on. They're calling about the pizzas, I'm guessing.
Are they?
Hello? Yes, for 10 pizzas. And then 2 breadsticks. Yeah, we're excited. Yeah, we're excited for them. Yeah. All right, thanks. Bye. She said, we're calling you because your order is odd.
That's the first time I've ever heard that happen.
What did she say when you were excited for him? You said you're...
She was confused. She was like, paused for a second. She's like, okay.
Well, I'm sure it didn't help that you were laughing.
How can you not laugh? Because she's like, hi, did you order pizza? I'm like, yep, 10 pizzas.
So, for the listeners, this time, normally we order like a pizza or two, or Chinese food or whatever, but this time we decided to order 10...
personal pan pizzas.
10 personal pizzas so we could have a smorgasbord of all the tiny little pizzas. And Pizza just called asking if that was us. Oh, dear God. All right. Yes, favorite video game and console.
So for a console, I definitely have to put on my retro glasses to say this truthfully, but probably the PS2. Mm-hmm. If I went back now and played everything that I have on the PS2, that I would be more often disappointed.
Yeah.
But at the time, the quality of games and the variety, and the variety is still not matched.
Mm-hmm.
With some really great JRPGs and some really great action games and, you know, kind of the early first-person shooters that, you know, are comparable to the modern ones.
Yeah.
But...
What are you doing, Dave? Sorry. Jennifer, what is your favorite console?
I don't have as many to pick from as I'm sure you guys do. But I think for me, being the very first one that I really got addicted to playing a more variety of games is PS3. So that's just naturally my pick, I suppose. I can't say for the newest two, I actually prefer the Xbox One.
Oh, really?
It's kind of strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me too.
I do.
Really?
Yeah. I did not expect that.
I didn't even know you had an Xbox One.
We have two.
We have two of them.
One by each TV.
Wow. That's cool. Might have to steal one.
Well, we use them, so please don't.
All right. I actually have to go with Matt on this one. I think the PS2 is my favorite. Excuse me? I think the PS2 is probably my favorite console because, yeah, like you said, if they had shooters, it was not all just Call of Duty or whatever. Like everything's now is turning into the same types of games, but different ways of doing them. Where before it's like, hey, we're gonna try doing this, and they had like a lot of different types of games, like
Time Splitters.
Yeah, Time Splitters was fun, but I'm just saying, like, just in general too, like RPGs.
Oh,
right. Nowadays it's like I don't even know if there's any action RPGs. I mean, I guess Borderlands is sort of like a shooting RPG type thing, but...
And, like, Western RPGs have really, really taken off recently. So you have, you know, Skyrim and...
I suppose, yeah.
Dragon Age and Mass Effect and stuff that have kind of filled that, but it's not, like,
Dark
Baldur's Gate and Dark Cloud and stuff.
Yeah, the top-down, like, hack-and-slash games are gone.
And it's Diablo. Yeah. Which Diablo 3 on consoles is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it works really well.
I was actually waiting to buy it. To buy it for PS3 so I could play with you guys. Assuming you guys would have it.
We do.
Good.
And it's awesome. We bought it for PC right when it came out. Mm-hmm. And
it was so hard to play.
We got bored so fast.
It was also difficult to play because the kids were little and we
had just had kids. And But then we got it for console, and it's great. You can just sit back to the controller, and
it's much better.
It's split screen.
Nice.
Oh, it's not split screen. It's shared, but
shared.
Two players. Joint same screen. Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's your favorite game of all time?
Last of Us.
Really?
Yeah. I hadn't had a favorite game of all time until Last of Us. And then I played Last of Us, and I love it. It's everything I want from a game.
Nice. See, the thing is, I've been playing it, but I can't... I got so far, and then something... Like, I bought a different game, and I stopped playing it. And I can't go back to it. I'm going to eventually, but I just can't. Like, it's so... It hurts, like, being in that world. I'm like, I just feel so bad. Like, I don't want to... Like, it hurts me. It's unnerving. You play it, and you're like, something's around the corner. I don't want to deal... I only have a one shiv right now, and I don't want to deal with another clicker. And it's like, I don't want to... It hurts. It's so awkward. It hurts.
So that's what I liked about it, was that it's so... The world is so real and dark. And
yeah.
Every enemy is a very real threat.
It's such an uncomfortable game.
Yeah.
That game is probably one of my top two, but... Lots of games I love going back and playing, but that one I absolutely don't want to go back and play.
Yes.
Just because of the frustration, because how they introduced the clickers, it's very frustrating because I was just like, I was ready to quit. But I was like, no, I can't. So I just went on. But like the story is so amazing and you can't experience that again. It's just,
yeah.
So that's why I wouldn't go back and play it. But probably Uncharted 2.
Uncharted 2. That's a good one too.
And definitely my favorite moment from a game is Uncharted 3 when you're walking in the desert and you have to keep going.
Yes.
And it's so hard to keep walking. I found it so hard to keep walking.
I know. I think we had this conversation before where, like, you're walking through this desert and you sort of know where you're supposed to go, but then we walk and then the camera changes and you're like, I have to go, do I have to keep going this way? And at one point, I thought I was going to die. I thought I had to start over because my character just starts crawling on his knees and stuff. I'm like, he's going to die. I'm going to lose the game. I have to start over. I went the wrong way. I'm like, I don't know where you're supposed to go.
One of my favorite, and this is not Uncharted, but it reminded me of one of my favorite gaming moments is like that, but it's from a game called Super Paper Mario from the Wii. Did you play that?
My brother played it a lot. Okay. I watched him.
There's a part fairly late on. I don't remember exactly what happened in the story.
That's a Thousand Year Door, right?
No, Thousand Year Door is a GameCube RPG one.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
Super Paper Mario is a side-scroller. Yep.
When you turn...
Yeah, we can flip the world. Yep. There's a moment later on that I don't remember what happened from a story standpoint, but they're dropped back into the world after something devastating happened, and you have to walk to the right, but you walk to the right and just nothing's there.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep walking and nothing's there. And you end up walking for like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Before finally you encounter something. And I remember talking to Brian about that later, and he hated it because he thought, you know, that was just silly and cheap. But I'm like, no, that's awesome because, you know, it felt so pointless.
Uh-huh.
But then you found something and story continued.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's an instance in a game that happened with where I didn't realize it until afterwards, because like in the second Silent Hill game, when I think you're Harry in that game. I can't remember
his name.
One of those, the main character.
Harry's first one.
Is it?
Pretty sure.
Harry Mason. Yeah. I don't know. Well, either way, the protagonist in the second game, you're walking and you have to try to find the town. So you just keep walking and you're going like along the paths and through these like areas and stuff like that. And I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, okay, I'm getting to town. But then I watched this interview with the guy who made it. And he was saying, yeah, at the beginning we just wanted to make it very desolate and alone, so by the time you got to the town, you remember how far back you had to go, so you feel more isolated in the town. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, that did work that way,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
But, Uncharted. I have both those games. Yay.
You should.
I will have to say, I think my favorite game that I could probably play over and over and... Oh, this is difficult. Shit. I'm thinking... I'm going to go more retro because... Not retro. That's not retro enough. I'm going to go older systems. And PS2, Amplitude. And I know I'm on a huge Amplitude hype because they're doing a Kickstarter for a new game. But honestly, that game, I don't know how many times I beat the game or at least got as far as I could. Because I never perfected it. But I would just create a new character just to play through the game again. Unlock all the levels and all the songs.
like, how many times I've played that so many times. And then I just played it a couple nights ago with Brian, and I was like, he was getting scared because I was just getting so excited. Like, we're gonna play this song. I'm like, oh yeah. I was just getting so excited, just filled with joy. I'm like, I haven't felt this much joy in a game in so long. But yeah, I'd have to. That's one of those games too where I have it, but every time I go to like a used video game store and I see it on the shelf and it's dirt cheap, I just want to buy it because it needs to be bought. It needs to. It shouldn't be sitting on the shelf.
No, I love it. That Amplitude is probably the game that I got the best at. That, like, I put so much time. Mm-hmm. I played a lot of Amplitude.
Yeah.
I didn't do the multiple characters, but I made sure I got, you know, mm-hmm. top rankings on each song.
Yeah.
Didn't we pull it out recently?
We tried a bit a while ago. That's why we bought the PS2, actually. Was to play Amplitude, but then we just kind of didn't because it doesn't work very well on the LCD screens.
Yeah.
There's but all the input lag.
It was one that surprised me how well it felt still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, I have a lot of PS2 games, and all my systems are hooked up to my TV through switchers and stuff, but that's the only game that I pulled out again. What is that noise?
Sorry.
Oh, that's one of those games that I pulled out. Like, I turned the PS2 on just to replay it. Like, I mean, I've been playing other games on PS2 just to play them. Like, I haven't beat them, so I'm still working through Kingdom Hearts 2. I know. But I pulled it out just to play it again, just to have the memories of playing it. God, it's so good.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm remembering all these games that I like. I really like that one. Mm-hmm. Chibi Robo. It's just the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, I love Chibi Robo.
And Billy Hatcher.
Billy Hatcher.
For weirdness. But it was fun.
Yeah. I do like side-scrolling beat-em-ups. So, Streets of Rage 2, I'll always like. Battletoads. That stuff.
Battletoads is weird, though.
It's hard.
Well, because I think I've gotten to like the fifth or sixth level,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a lot of side scrolling beat 'em up stuff.
No,
there's a lot of like side scrolling platforming,
yeah, and
hover bike and surfboard levels and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a really good game.
Yeah,
I was going to beat it. I was sure I was going to be able to beat it, and then I couldn't.
Yeah, those games are fun. Anyways, next question. Ooh, okay. Is there a game out there? I'm trying to think of how to phrase this question. Is there a game out there that has so much hype and everyone loved it so much, but when you played it, you didn't care for it so much, but you wish you liked it? Like, is there a game that you wish you liked
as much as everybody else?
Well, yeah, or like you tried so hard, like, I gotta get into this game, I just gotta get into it, and then you just gave up on it. But you wish you liked it.
I have a one game and a genre.
Okay.
I wish I could get out of Dark Souls or Demon Souls or Dark Souls to what I hear other people getting out of.
Yeah.
Like, I have Demon Souls, I have Dark Souls, I've played a fair amount of Dark Souls, and I like it, but I'm not passionate about it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it enough to finish it, which is pretty rare for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's something good there. I just can't find it.
Yeah.
And then the genre, roguelikes. People talk about roguelikes like crazy.
What?
It's kind of awkward to describe it. They're games where the scope of the game tends to be fairly small, but based on randomly generated content.
Okay.
So
like Minecraft.
No, not Minecraft's kind of in that. Spelunky is one of the big ones. I can't think of the one with the kid that's crying. Where he shoots tears out of his eyes.
Oh, it's like a Legend of Zelda type game.
Yeah, I can't think of the name though.
It was like a Bible sort of thing. Shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the mother locks him in the basement.
Yeah, and like, I like it, but I have a friend who's passionate about it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's put hundreds and hundreds of hours into it, and I got bored after about half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's something there, I just can't find it.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of games. Like FTL is another one that people talk about putting hundreds and hundreds of hours into it. Ooh, and
FTL.
It's called FTL Faster Than Light.
Oh.
It's a...
Like Sonic.
No, it's a game where you manage, like, Star Trek-esque spaceships, where you shift resources around and personnel and stuff. And I just... I think there's something in my mind where I just can't accept new sets of random content as new content.
Okay.
And so I just get bored with them. Mm-hmm. But I hear people talk about them so passionately, you know, putting hundreds of hours into the game that I want to keep calling Dante's Inferno, but I know that's not right. There's a new one with a subtitle Rebirth. I mean, I can't... I'm embarrassed that I can't think of the name of this.
I don't even know what you're talking about. All I could think of is XCOM.
No, but... But yeah, I want to, but I can't. I can't play those games very long.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's very specific. It's not necessarily the game, because the game I really enjoy playing, especially online. I mean, not really enjoy. It's not my favorite game ever. But for me, I just don't get the story of the Halo story. I can't get behind it. I don't understand what's going on. And maybe it's just because I haven't been there from the beginning, and I don't have all that... excitement.
What do you mean you haven't been there from the beginning?
Like, the first game was revolutionary in a lot of things, and maybe that's just because I'm separated from that.
Oh.
I'm not attached to everything about it.
No. I don't know. The story is very muddled. I guess that the books really help, but I don't... I have so many books I want to read that I don't want to go... I want to read the Halo books, but I don't at the same time. Because it gives a lot more backstory and what's happening. But yeah, I played the first one, I'm like, alright, this makes sense. Play the second one, I'm like, alright, this makes sense. Third one, I'm like, okay, I guess I get what's happening. And then the fourth game, I was like, overall, I can say, this is what it's about. But when people start going... deeper into it, I'm like, I can't give my reasoning behind it.
See, for me, 4, I was the only one that I could even kind of follow the story, but it was only half of it. Like, I got the whole Cortana Master Chief thing and what they were doing with that, and really liked that.
Yeah.
But then there was everything that was going on around the two that at any given moment, I had a general sense of what I was doing and why I was doing it, but no big picture.
No big picture.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you play Final Fantasy 13 at all?
No.
It's like that. Like, it's like they decided to make a game based around story confusion.
Yeah.
You're thrown in what feels like halfway through the story.
Uh-huh.
And they start using all these really weird, foreign-sounding words.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's very clear that all the characters know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But they never explained it to the player. And that's one of the other few games that I really have quit about 10 hours in and no idea why anyone was doing anything they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I understand what you mean with the Halo games. Because, yeah, I always hope for when you start a new game, it's like, here's what happened so far. Like, I'm always hoping for, like, a special... Especially with, like, ODST, where they had, like, all this hidden stuff. They talk about this and the Reach. And it's like, I kind of... Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know what's going to happen. I'm like, how do you know what's going to happen? Well, because it's the Fall of Reach. I'm like... And, like, those characters are dead when they start the first game. I'm like, how do you know this? How do you know all this stuff? Oh, that's this character. She was mentioned once. I'm like, how do you... There's so much dialogue going on. How do you remember everything that happens?
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of... Like, with Halo, I keep thinking, okay, well, maybe it's because I just hadn't played the last one for a while.
Yeah.
But then I think nobody has.
Yeah.
And when Halo 4 comes out, Halo 3, the only people playing it are playing multiplayer online.
Yeah.
And so it's not like...
Yeah, the only people that are playing it still are the ones that aren't even caring about the story.
Right.
It's not like, I need to beat it for the 17th time.
And so are these people remembering these, like, minute details from something they played 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah. I think... Let's see. The game I wish I liked... I was going to say a certain game, but then I started liking it. Because everyone was talking about how Skyrim was so amazing. I'm like, I don't know. It's not that great. But then it got to the moment where I'm like, I want to go home and play it. Like, just me saying this now, I'm like, I kind of want to go home and play it now. Because there's so much to do. And, like, the story's not great or anything, but it's just... It's fun where you can pretty much do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then get rewarded for it. You know, I mean, like Grand Theft Auto, you can just go around and kill a bunch of people. Nothing's going to happen if you're done with the game. But Skyrim was like, hey, go here and kill a bunch of people. I'm like, all right, here, good, have some money. Thank you.
Right. Or stumbling across new caves.
Yeah.
I like that most of the caves in that have, like, a story and there are landmarks and characters within the caves that
have meaning. Problem is, I would do certain missions that I'm getting so far, and then I get to a person that's way too strong for me, so then I just fucking leave. And then I come back a while later, I'm like, oh yeah, I should finish this mission, and I just beat the shit out of it because I got stronger over the time.
See, that's something, though, that I find that Skyrim doesn't do well frequently, just because the Bethesda games in general, they scale the enemies around you to your ability.
Yeah.
So the only time you can do that is if you abandon a mission and come back later.
Oh.
That if you had finished that mission all the way through, you probably could have done it. It would have been hard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had come to that mission later, all the enemies would be at about your level.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which, I get why they do it.
So I should start every single mission. And
right, just go around and start them all at level one.
And then just kill some ogres. And then come back and just kick ass.
And then there might be some sections that have more static levels, but
yeah.
But you know, it's nice because it means that all the content is accessible mm-hmm. as you get to it.
Yeah.
Where I've played some other games, I can't remember if Dragon's Dogma was like that, where there were areas that you just don't go into. But yeah, Dragon's Dogma was like that. There were areas you just can't go into mm-hmm. because you aren't high level enough. And if you try to, you can. And then a griffin will come out of the sky and devour you.
Yeah, but actually, after you're talking, I think the games that I wish I could get into, but I can't, are turn-based RPGs, like Final Fantasy, or I want to play the first Final Fantasy game, but I can't because I can't handle the skill involved with using certain attacks. Like, oh, use this because it weakens the defense. I'm like, no, I just want to hurt them. I just keep doing attacks that hurt them, and then they kick my ass. I'm like, why? Well, because they put this spell on you and this. I'm like, fuck. You know, like I somehow make my way through Pokemon, but that's about it. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, turn-based games.
Yeah, there are only very few turn-based RPGs that I have ever finished.
Yeah,
there have been a whole lot that I've started because I hear great things and I get into them, and
mm-hmm.
I run into the same problem that my mind doesn't work where I can plan the strategy and make sure I have the right items and then use the right items and the team balance and stuff.
Especially when you have to like fill up on stuff and like, I don't want to waste my turn in battle healing my guy. I'll wait till afterwards. Boom, he's down. Shit. Right. I have to revive him and then he's only has half health and it's all stupid.
Right. And I lost 3 turns because I had to.
Yeah.
Joel, yeah.
Ugh, I hate that.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to point out you underlined your 8.
Underlined all the numbers, because 6 and 9 and 11. could you write as we sit down? Waste of time? Question mark? I think that was for in case there's a guest that doesn't play video games. Like, do you think video games are a waste of time? I'll get to answer that.
I thought you were going to ask, like, what games have you played that were a waste of time?
Let's take it both ways.
I can already tell you I don't have an answer for that one.
I can tell you one that I almost regret playing. Is Aliens Colonial Marine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We got it knowing it was terrible.
Yeah. I was surprised when you told me, like, we got it. I'm like,
it was like $6.
You have the internet, right?
Like, we got it. I think Gamefly had some... one of their big sales, and it was like $6.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was such a non-investment.
Mm-hmm.
And we beat it, and it was terrible. Like, terrible.
You kept saying every night when we played something that, let's beat it, or let's keep playing it. And I was like, really? I remember thinking, no way do I want to finish this.
Like, everything. The AI was unreasonable. Like, it was just... the aliens were unaware that you were around mm-hmm. or they were charging right at you.
Mm-hmm.
The end boss is hands down the worst end boss I've ever played. Is building up to this battle with the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, spoilers for those of you who pretend that you're going to play this. but the end battle is the queen alien in this big hangar. And the way you defeat her is by pushing buttons spread across the area.
So you don't even, like, kill her.
You don't shoot her at all. You don't have guns. You run around and there's, like, buttons and you push them and then she gets pushed back a little bit by, like, some mechanic in the hangar. And then at the very end, she's at the very edge and there's some guy in, like, a crash spaceship who shoots her or turns on his jet engines or something and knocks her out. And then you see her, like, floating out into space. The camera cuts back and then she's climbing back in so you can push some more buttons.
Oh, Jesus.
So you can finally eject her.
Oh.
And then the credits roll. Terrible ending. To an all really terrible game.
Really terrible.
But luckily it was only like 6 hours.
6 hours.
And it was co-op.
$1 an hour.
Yeah, I mean.
It's pretty good.
And now I can say that I've finished Aliens Colonial Marines.
Oh, boy. Is that the same game you have?
I mean, I don't know of anything else.
The only,
can you think of anything that I was like,
The only other thing I can think of is every time we come off playing Call of Duty multiplayer, I get that feeling. Like, we played a bunch of Call of Duty multiplayer, and then we switched to MAG. And when we started playing MAG, I remember first thinking, why are we wasting our time playing Call of Duty?
Yeah.
And then we did it again, and then it was to Battlefield, like Bad Company 2.
That game is addictive. It's bad for me.
Right. It's so addicting. Mm-hmm. But then we stopped playing it, and it's
fine.
And then we're like,
why?
Why? Why weren't we playing Battlefield or MAG or
whatever,
Saints Row, something? Yeah. You know.
Well, I always get that feeling whenever I play almost any game online. I feel like I should have spent my 2 hours playing through the story. Like, I like playing, like, Halo 4 is really fun online, and I'll play that for a few hours, like an hour or two. I'm like, I should have been doing something else. Like, I mean, I'm having a good time, and then I stop it, and I'm like, the last fight we just did was not good. Why didn't I, like, play something else? Yeah.
See, I don't get that with other games. Like, even, like, we played a bunch of Battlefield 4, and we played so much MAG, a bunch of, like, Starhawk, I'm trying to think of other games we were in, just... We've played a bunch of games online,
mm-hmm.
and the only game I ever come away thinking, why did I spend all that time, was Call of Duty.
Yeah, I always feel that feeling of not finishing a game, it always bothers me, but at the same time, when I think, I'm not going to enjoy playing this game, like, oh god. This was almost one of these games, it's called Legendary, and it had a cool premise. But I was playing it, like, I hate this. And I almost started playing it again. And I said, no, Scott, put it down. Because it's, you know what I'm talking about?
I've seen the box. I remember looking at the box thinking, that does not look...
It's a cool premise, right. But the controls are shitty. And like, the way you get hurt and heal and stuff, it feels like it's counterbalanced. Like, I got hit once, I'm half dead. What the fuck? It hits me again. I'm like, I only took off a tenth of my health. But the game, it's like someone activates this thing in the museum, I don't know, artifact, and all these creatures from, like, ancient times, like griffins and some of that, like, things are, they're coming into our world. And it looks really cool, but you just run around, the controls are shitty, you turn, it feels like you're on a tripod as you're turning. It doesn't feel like you're a person looking around, and I don't know.
See, I can't. I really struggle not finishing games.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There was one game recently that every time I went to play it, I was mad at myself, but I just couldn't not finish it.
Was it PNL3?
No, I didn't play PNL3. Like pizza's here.
No. Well,
but no, I did that with. Sorry, pizza. Wait.
What is he doing?
Did he forget that we have a house here?
Maybe. He stopped in the middle of the street. Is he's slowly going. Nope, stop. Wait. We're making a U-turn. Or a Y-turn.
I should have said we're the house with the dumpster.
All right, well, normally we don't know the pizza thing is coming. Or the delivery people. But we're going to pause it here, possibly. Yeah, we're going to pause it here. And then we'll come back. In a little bit. Stop.